If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another Celeb Bet Friday edition of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going?
Going great. Feeling ready for the weekend. Had a stressful week at work. Next week's probably going to be worse, but we're going to smile through the pain, and we're going to lose a lot of money gambling this weekend.
You know, that was a near-perfect introduction, but I don't like that you think we're going to lose money this weekend. We are going to hit everything this weekend. We are going to bankrupt the sports books.
Well, I'm going to lose money because I'm betting on horses.
Okay, fair enough. And then now joining us is Dirty Mike. Dirty Mike, welcome back.
What's up, guys? The ponies are going again this weekend. Feeling good.
Well, I don't know if anyone can feel good about, you know, ponies going this weekend, but here we are. So I believe to start off the show, Diz has a story for us. Diz, enlighten us.
Yes, so as you all know, I'm a Reds fan. And yesterday was Jonathan India's return to the lineup after a couple of weeks out. And, you know, my uncle texted me, shout out Uncle Buck. He texted me and was like, hey, India's back in the lineup. And I was like, hey, should I put some cheddar on some props or anything? He was like, yeah, go for it. Why not? And I looked, and the prop odds of, like, to get a hit, he was favorited the most. He was, like, minus odds to get a hit last night. He's batting like 220. He's definitely settled down after his hot start, and he hasn't played in a couple weeks. So I thought his value was horrible. So I was like, all right, let's just do something stupid and get some value. So I bet on him to hit a home run at like plus 440. So I put $3 on that to win like $14. And I was asleep because it was in Colorado. So I was asleep by like the third inning, and I woke up to like a notification that said like India homers to right center or something. So shout out Uncle Buck, made a hefty margin last night betting on my boy Jonathan India. Hopefully he stays starting. Hopefully he stays healthy. Definitely someone you love rooting for. And that was a big win for me. So I just wanted to share with the pod.
You throwing some of that cheddar back buck?
I didn't catch that. Patty, did you catch what he said there?
Yeah, he was asking you if you were throwing some of those winnings to Uncle Buck.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe I'll buy him a beer or something tonight or whatever.
There you go.
There it is.
There you go.
I'll reach out to him.
Shout out Uncle Buck, definitely.
He is a super fan of the pod, so.
Absolutely. Big fan. One of the few, so we appreciate him. He may even pop in from time to time. Speaking of that Reds-Rockies game, so last night I texted, and maybe it was last night, maybe it was during the day yesterday, but either way, yesterday I texted the boys and I said, hey, is it crazy for me to go with the over in the Rockies-Reds game when the over is set at 11 runs? And even Hammer the Overs Diz over here said that that was too much juice, that was too high. And so I agreed with them, and I went with the under, and the Rockies covered the over by themselves.
Which I called, so, by the way. Don't leave that part of the story out.
What do you mean you called it? You were not even a part of that conversation.
No. Mike 100% said Colorado might cover that by themselves. That's verbatim what he said.
Well,
do you not remember? Do you not remember him saying that?
I don't particularly remember. Let me see if I can...
Mike literally straight from the clouds just called that shit.
Yes, I did. Thank you, Diz.
And I said 11 is insanely high because it is. Just in general, don't take 11. Don't take 11. That's just insanely high. And I think there were 22 runs scored in that game, so that's on me. I sent a little Tom Brenneman apology video this morning to Pat.
That was fantastic. I will give you that.
So I don't know if I'm going to be putting this headset on again. there's a deep drive to left by Castellanos. That'll be a home run. I'm deeply sorry.
But hold on. So the exact text from Mike says, there's a reason that where's the over under is the odds makers are smart. There's probably a chance that one of the teams get 11 on their own. And there's a chance that neither scores more than three. That's betting, baby. So he did not at one point.
He actually called it. Actually, he said,
he wasn't. he wasn't committed on either side of that statement. It wasn't like he said, I'm taking the over because one team could get 11. He said one team could get 11 on their own, or neither of them could score more than three. He wasn't like...
But I still think it's cool that he kind of called it that's a possibility, and then it happened. Pat, I don't know why you're hating on Dirty Mike. Why are you hating on Dirty Mike?
I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying there wasn't like a specific like, hey, definitely take the over on that. Like, I could very easily say, oh, you know, an NBA team's going to either win by 20 or they're going to lose. Like,
and then when they lose by six, you seem stupid.
Pat, didn't the first part of my text say, I'll take that?
You'll take what?
The over.
Well,
No, you literally left that part out. He said, I would take that.
Yes, I did.
He says, I'll take that. And then you said, either one. But I guess I misread the first part of it. And I was just focused on what you were saying through the rest of it. But
why are you hating? Why are you hating?
I literally said, I'll take that. Either team might hit that on their own.
Or neither of them might score three. But I'm just, okay. That, I'm just saying. But either
what
way.
What the hate?
Either way. It was.
Pod is not about hate.
Yeah.
What are you trying to promote?
All right. Anyways. On. Yep.
Cut that part even, out.
No, that's staying in, bro. We don't cut out the shenanigans. The shenanigans is what keeps people coming back. But anyway, so it is Celeb Bet Friday. So of course we got some celeb bets for you. Our favorite La Liga reporter, Javier, has a celeb bet for us, and of course he's going with a 3-leg parlay, all heavy favorites. Barcelona money line, Atletico Madrid money line, and Real Madrid money line. So he likes all three of those in La Liga, you know, going the heavy favorites again, but you parlay those suckers together, and you're off and running. So thank you, Javier, for another celeb bet there. And then our boy Miles came up with a celeb bet for us. We miss you, Miles. We hope you come back on the pod sometime soon. But he is going with a long shot money line parlay based on dominant starting pitchers. So tonight he wants you to parlay the Dodgers with Kershaw pitching. He wants you to do the Nationals with Scherzer pitching, the Astros with Greinke pitching, the Rays with Glasnow pitching, and then the Yankees with Kluber pitching it. And you can, if you parlay all those together on the money line, then you get plus 665 odds. So pretty decent odds there.
Sounds like a sucker bet.
I actually don't hate it. And, you know, I didn't have these as my best bets, but I'm fairly certain I had a parlay on my own that was fairly similar to what Miles was saying.
No, I mean, I like it. It's all favorites, but I'm just saying one of those is going to have a bad night, or one of those teams is going to put up zero. And so it's going to end up being a loss, even though it seems like a good bet because you got the five best pitchers in the league going tonight.
Well, we'll see. You know, that's part of gambling. You never know what's going to happen. So that is all I have for celeb bets. So let's review our best bets from Wednesday. I went 2-1, so a pretty good night there. Diz, how'd you do?
I went 3-0. My NRSI in the Yankees game hit, and then because of that, the Cid also hit as well. Both teams got zero runs. So I was 2-0 there. And then my NHL favorites parlay, the Golden Knights dominated and the Avs won as well. So that was an easy dub, easy bet. Not great value, but 3-0 is very profitable no matter what the odds are. So pretty juice, getting hot at the right time. NHL playoffs coming up. I am juicy.
I love it, man. We have quite the slate coming up because we got NHL playoffs right around the corner. We got the NBA playoffs right around the corner, and baseball's in full swing where you got like 15 games a night that you can bet on. So, you know, it's pretty good time right now.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I am going to go into my best bets of the night. Starting off, we are going to the NBA. I'm actually going with the Pelicans versus Warriors under 224.5. Now, I will say with an asterisk here, I probably got this earlier today, and at this point, that total is probably not there anymore, and I'll tell you why. So, first off, neither team has anything to play for. The Pelicans are out of the playoffs. The Warriors are set in their spot, so nothing to play for. Zion and Lonzo Ball are both out for the Pelicans. And then at the time of making my picks, Steph, Draymond, and Andrew Wiggins were all listed as questionable. They are all now listed as out. So that is part of the reason why I think that this total has probably even gone down even further. But the under is 8-2 in the last 10 for the Pelicans. During that 10-game stretch, the Pelicans actually ranked second in defense, averaging only giving up 106.6 points per game. And then when Curry is out this season, the Warriors under is 6-2. And when Curry is out, the Warriors only average 102.4 points per game. So I definitely like the under 224.5 here.
Any under just makes me sick. The numbers are backed up, so it's probably a good bet, but I don't know. Just some a part of me dies whenever you take the under on a Friday, Patty.
Yeah, but it didn't stop you last night, did it? No. Okay, we're past that.
I didn't say, I did not take the under.
You just said don't take the over.
I just said don't take the over. Those are very different things.
That's fair. That's fair.
Why are you hating today, Pat?
Sorry. I'm trying to stop. I'm trying to reel it back in. But my second best bet of the night, and this is the one I got super upset about because I checked this right before we started, and this one kills me. I was going to do the NBA, and I was going to do the Grizzlies -6 versus the Kings. But I just found out that the Grizzlies have nothing to play for, neither do the Kings. But the Grizzlies are literally sitting everybody out, like their whole starting five. So I don't feel great about this pick. Maybe the Grizzlies can still pull it off because the Kings are still dog crap. But these teams did play last night, and the Grizzlies won by 6. So I felt good about taking the Grizzlies -6 here. But, I mean, at this point, we'll just have to see what happens. Anything can happen with this game now. And then my final best bet of the night, we're actually going to the Diamond. We're going Major League Baseball. And I am taking Cardinals money line versus the Padres. I actually got that at +162 this morning. So terrific odds for the Cardinals. The Cardinals are 5-1 straight up in their last 6. And the Padres have a bout of COVID in their locker room. Tatis, Hosmer, Will Myers, and Jerkson Profar are all out with COVID. So I'm feeling good about this, but the only question mark for me is the Cardinals starting pitcher. His name is Oviedo, and I probably butchered that name, so I apologize. But he has a 4.61 ERA this season and 13.2 innings pitched, so that's not great. And they're facing Musgrove, who has a 3.0 ERA and 39 innings pitched. So the Padres definitely have an advantage in starting pitching, but that's why I am going for the full game Cardinals money line instead of the first 5, because I do think that eventually they will take their starting pitcher out. The Padres will, and the Cardinals will get to the bullpen. So I'm liking the Cardinals money line.
I don't like how you don't know how to pronounce the guy who's pitching for your team, but that's okay.
How would you pronounce this? O-V-I-E-D-O.
Avide.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but I probably wouldn't put any cheddar down on a guy I don't know how to pronounce. That's my point. Maybe Oviedo, Oviada.
Oviedo is what I was thinking, but you know, I don't know how to say his name, but that doesn't mean the man can't pitch. All right,
The real answer is fake it till you make it. If you'd have just went with it and not said anything, nobody had known the difference.
True.
That's how I've gotten to where I am in life.
Pretty well.
But anyways, I like the Cardinals bats in this one. I definitely won't be staying up for that game because, like Diz said, the Reds are playing in Colorado. The Cardinals are playing in San Diego. I think the first pitch is like 10 p.m., and I'll probably already be in bed by that point. But I'll
Friday
wake up tomorrow
night,
with some
dude,
nice cheddar.
Crack a mango, Angry Orchard, and get silly, bub. Why are you going to bed at 10 o'clock on a Friday? That's sacrilegious.
I mean, I don't party hard. I don't know. What do you want from me? I'm an old man. I go to bed early. I wake up early. That's just how it works.
I'm just saying, what do you have to do tomorrow? Just go to bed at midnight, wake up at 8. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, but I'm going to wake up at 6 probably anyways. And so, I don't know. I'm also, I woke up at 6 this morning. You know, maybe I'm tired. Maybe I can't go, you know, 20 hours without sleep. I don't know.
Just saying, treat yourself, Patty. It's Friday night.
Well, if you think I'm not going to have an AO tonight, then you're out of your mind. But I can treat myself at 7 p.m. as opposed to like 10 p.m. And that's probably what's going to happen.
Hey, I respect an early start. I'm not bashing an early start.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Diz, what do you got for your best bets of the night?
Okay, so I got quite a few here for you tonight. Last game of the NHL regular season, I got the Maple Leafs Islanders. It's the only game tonight, and I had to put something on it because I just have to bet on NHL on a Friday night. Those two just have to happen. So I'm taking the over 5.5. It's my favorite part of this game. You know I love overs at 5.5. I really know nothing about why this is a good bet other than the fact that it's the only game tonight, and I like rooting for both teams to score. It's more fun to watch that way. So I'm taking over 5.5 in the Maple Leafs Islanders game. Okay, then we got a Martingale for my second best bet. I won my last Martingale bet, so I'm back to a $5 original bet. It is on DraftKings. It went from plus 100, which is technically 50% odds, up to plus 135. And that is Corey Kluber to get 5 or more strikeouts and the Yankees to beat the Orioles. So both of those things have to happen. If those happen, I win $575 on my $5 initial investment on my first Martingale. So I'm already up quite a few on my Martingale theory. Well, it's not my Martingale theory. I shouldn't say it's mine. But on my Martingale bets, I'm up already. Starting a new string of them because I won my last one. So back to a $5 Martingale. That's my Martingale. That's my second best bet. And then my third one, I'm taking NRSI on that same game just because Corey Kluber's pitching kind of riding Miles's wave of the dominance of the starting pitching. It's worked out well for me. I'm 10-1 on NRSI, and I think I'm undefeated on my NRSI best bets. So we're hoping to keep that rolling as well. And then my last best bet, I believe it's my fourth. I'm taking Mandaloon to win the Preakness. I know we got a lot of Preakness talk coming up, but, man, Mandaloon got shafted. Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby, and a shout-out to Trev for picking that. But he was juiced up. He was roided up, and Mandaloon came in second. So you can asterisk, and you can say that Mandaloon technically won the Kentucky Derby. I think the horse and the jockey and the trainer are pissed. I think they're going to fight hard, and I think they're going to get the dub at the Preakness this weekend.
Love it. And
those are my best bets.
you could argue that maybe Sunshine knew ahead of time that there was some sketchiness going on with Medina Spirit, right? Maybe he had that like insider trading, like Phil Mickelson type stuff going on. And you know, maybe he was just knew from the start that this guy, this Bob Baffert character, was sketch, and he was gonna put his money on him.
I should ask him if he gave Medina some roids or something.
Love it. We apologize for those beeps you hear. That is Dirty Mike. He is currently checking out at Walmart while on the podcast. So truly, I mean, he's giving it all for the squad, so we appreciate him doing this.
Hey, tell me you're at least at the U-scan. Please tell me.
Hold on a second, Diane. What'd you say, guys? Yes, I'm at the U-scan.
I was going to say, that was a hilarious joke. We knew there was no way you were actually in a checkout with someone named Diane, but I would like to see everyone's face around you at the U-scan, where you were like, oh, sorry, Diane. What are you? Hilarious. But, Mike, would you like us to fill some time before you give us your best bets, or are you just sending it while you're at the U-scan?
Yeah, give me about 2 minutes.
Okay. So, do we want to jump to the Hail Mary parlay while we're waiting on Dirty Mike?
Get that over with.
Okay, so today's Hail Mary Parlay of the day, it's got a little bit of juice to it. We got $1 to win $839.66.
Say that again.
$1 to win $839.66.
And what planet?
Well, and now, because like all of these NBA teams are like sitting their players because of the playoffs and this, that, or the other, this is probably the least confident I have felt in a Hail Mary parlay of the day, but that might mean this might be the one that hits too. You never really know. But the first eight are in the NBA. I like the Wizards -8.5 versus the Cavaliers. The 76ers -13.5 versus the Magic. The Nuggets -9 versus the Pistons. The Jazz -14.5 versus the Thunder. The Clippers -10.5 versus the Rockets. The Mavericks Yeah, the Mavericks minus 13.5 versus the Raptors. The Grizzlies minus 6 versus the Kings. And then, of course, the Pelicans versus the Warriors under 224.5. And then my last two are in the MLB. I'm going Reds first five money line versus the Rockies and Cardinals money line versus the Padres. The Reds have...
You're drinking more than one AO if that hits. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I might not go to sleep if that hits. But I'm riding Wade Miley, the hot hand for the Reds. I'm thinking as long as he can.
Yo, so we canceled the pod on Monday. Can we talk about how you called an under in that game and I called Reds money line because Wade Miley was hot and he threw a no hitter?
Was that last Friday that we called that?
That was last Friday and we canceled the pod on Monday, so I don't think we even talked about it.
Yeah, man. I mean, last Friday's bets were fantastic because you're right. I said the under in that game and said like Reds money line, I think.
Yeah, I took Reds money line solely because of Wade Miley. And my man's threw a no-hitter. You love to see that.
Wade Miley might be the only Reds pitcher that I feel extremely confident about betting in every time.
Sonny Gray's pretty filthy. Castillo's kind of dog shit now. I don't know what happened to Castillo. But, yeah, Wade Miley might be our best ace.
I called the whole Castillo thing before the season started. Dirty Mike was there.
You did call that.
And then, second of all, Miles jokingly said for his best bet or his celeb bet, he wanted to take the over anytime Luis Castillo is pitching for the Reds. So
it's a good call.
Yeah. So that's pretty spot on. But yep, we got Miley going again tonight. Give me the Reds first five money line versus Rockies. The only thing that worries me is that the Reds might not score a run. But.
That's the not Reds true. We put up 8 yesterday. We can score. Our bullpen just sucked.
Did you put up 8 in the 8th?
What?
Did you guys score all your runs in one inning, or did you guys...
I don't know. I was asleep. I just saw India hit a bomb.
I'm fairly certain...
Dude, there's no way it was all in one inning. That's so cap.
Hold on. I'm verifying real quick. But I know Jonathan India's home run was like a 3-run homer in the 8th, right?
Probably.
Yeah, the Reds scored 8 in the 8th inning, and that was the only runs they scored all night.
They scored all 8 in the 8th.
Correct.
That's insane.
And at that point, they were already down 10-0.
That's crazy.
And so, again, the Reds can hit, but they hit in bunches. So hopefully they start off hot tonight, and then they can hold off the Rockies for 5 innings. But Dirty Mike, are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
All right. Give it to us. Give us your best bet.
So my best bet is, of course, the ponies. They're racing again this weekend. Preakness, second heat of the Triple Crown. I don't like cheaters, and this Bob Baffert guy, I don't like him. So I'm not sure how the horse gets the race after he failed a drug test 2 weeks ago, and then the next big race he's allowed to go doesn't seem right. But I am sticking with my bet for the Kentucky Derby, Midnight Bourbon. I got him earlier in the week at 5-1. Medina Spirit, I think is the name, the horse that won the last time. He's obviously correct. A favorite. Huh?
You're correct. Medina Spirit is the...
Medina Spirit, yeah, whatever. Obviously the favorite. I mean, it won the last race and it's juiced up. Why would it not be the favorite? But Midnight Bourbon, 5-1. I'm sticking with my guns. Should be a very exciting 2 minutes. Followed by a very disappointing, couple weeks until the next horse race. That's kind of how horse racing goes.
I was going to say, I don't know when the third leg is, but yeah, that's until the day before we'll pretty much be done with horse racing.
It's the Belmont, but I don't know when it is. It might be a little ways away, but anyways, I'm going back with Midnight Bourbon. Everyone needs a little Midnight Bourbon. So... let's stick with it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Do you boys have anything else you need to get off your chest before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. Let's have a good weekend. Let's make some money, boys.
Yes, absolutely. Let's make some money. If you guys, anyone listening, you guys have great bets, kind of like Uncle Buck did with Diz, We always say all the time, gambling together, winning together, there's nothing better than that. So if you ever, you know, want to know what we're taking, if you want to tell us what you're taking, Twitter's probably the best place to do that. At SportsBetByDumb on Twitter. We can respond directly on there. That's actually where we get a lot of our correspondence from Javier, who was on our Celeb Bets today. So, you know, we just want to build a community, and we want to bet together so we can win together and have a good time together. So just keep
sending. Or end up in the gutter together, either way.
That's true. Winning or losing together is always better than doing it by yourself.
Hey, we're sharing a drink called loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, thank you everyone for sending in your celeb bets. Have a very fruitful, profitable weekend, and we will see you all on Monday.
Later, boys.
Peace.